Okay, we are in Gair and Karuna Tilaka, lesson 11 on page 147, section 1. Atite jambudipe ajitarate eko gopalako vasi. In the past, in Jambudipa is the Indian subcontinent, in the country called Ajita, that's apparently a name of a country there, there was one cowherd lived. Vasi is the aorist. Third person singular aorist of the verb vasati, to live, to dwell. Tassa gehe eko pacheka buddho nibaddang bunjati. At his house, one pacheka buddha constantly ate. And notice here we have the present tense verb, present tense indicative form, bunjati, being used to describe an action that took place in the past. This is called the historical present, a present verb describing an action that took place in the past. And the adverb nibaddang means always or constantly, and it seems to be a word that occurs in the commentaries. I don't recall it occurring in the sutta literature. Tasmin gehe eko kukuro cha ahosi. In his house there was also one dog. The word cha here has a sense of and, and it means also or and. Pacheka buddho bunjanto tasa nibaddam ekang batta pindam adasi. Okay, the Pacheka Buddha eating, or while the Pacheka Buddha was eating, he always gave to him, that is to the dog, one lump of food, one piece of food. And bunjanto, of course, is the present participle used to describe, used in relation to the Pacheka Buddha. So tena Pacheka Buddha sineham akasi. He, that is the dog, because of that, because of the act of giving the food, made affection in relation to the Pacheka Buddha. I translated it quite literally. In normal English we would say, because of that, that is tena, because of that, he, the dog, developed an affection towards the Pacheka Buddha. And we should note that in Pali, words denoting love, affection, desire, and so on, take their object, the object of the love and affection, in the locative case. So in English we say one has love for somebody, we have a craving for something, we have an affection for someone. So we use a dative form. But in Pali, the object of the love, affection, craving comes in the locative. One has love in relation to someone, craving in relation to something. Gopalako divasa dvevare pacheka buddhasa upatanam gachi. Sunakopi tena sadding gachi. Okay, the cowherd in a day or each day went two times to do service to the Pacheka Buddha. The word upatanang takes on the meaning of attending upon or doing service, especially in relation to the monks or to a saintly person. The dog also went along with him. Gopalo, same meaning. Gopalo, ekadivasang, pacheka buddhang, aha. Bante, yadame okaso na bhavisati, tada imang sunakang, pese sami, tena sanyanena agacheyata. So one day, the cowherd said to the Pacheka Buddha, Bhante, Venerable Sir, when for me there will not be an opportunity, or more normal speech, when I don't have the opportunity, then I will send this dog. And by that signal, you should come. Tato pataya anokasa divase sunakam pesesi. Okay, tato pataya means from then on. Pataya was originally a gerund or absolutive based on the verb patitati. But over time, it came to take on an independent meaning used especially in connection with ito or tato. From now on, ito pataya means from now on, from this moment on, or tato pataya, from then on. It could be ajapataya, from today on. Okay. So from then on, anokasa divase, on a day when there was no opportunity, that is when the cowherd was not able to go to visit the Pacheka Buddha, sunakam paisesi, he sent the dog. So eka vachaneneva pakanditva pacheka buddhasa vasanatanam gantva tikatung busitva atano agata bhavam janapetva ekamantang nipaji. Okay, this sentence gives us a good example of a technique used particularly in the commentaries, to show a series of actions. Whereas in English, we would show a series of actions by using commas, separate independent or autonomous clauses joined by commas, and then the final clause would be joined by and. In Pali, what is done is to join the series of clauses using, showing the action with the gerund form. Okay, so here we have, so eka vachaneneva pakanditva. So he, that is the dog, eka vachaneneva, by one word only. That is, by with one command from the cowherd. The cowherd would say to the dog, go to the Pacheka Buddha. And immediately the dog would jump up, Pakanditva, having jumped up, Pacheka Buddhasa Vasanatana Gantva, having gone to the dwelling place of the Pacheka Buddha, Tikatung Bhusitva, having barked three times, Atano Agatabhavam Janapetva. Janapetva is a causative based on Janati. Janati means to know. Janapetva means to cause to know, to make known. So the dog, having made Agatabhavam, his arrival known, his own arrival, Atano Agatabhavam, having made his own arrival known, that is, by barking three times, Ekamantam Nipaji, he would lie down to one side. Then Pacheka Buddha Velam Salaketva Nikante Busanto Purato Gachi. Okay, now this first clause, notice the noun and a past participle are both in the locative case. So this signifies that this clause is a locative absolute formation. So when the Pacheka Buddha had noticed the time and gone out, velang means time, vela is time, salaketi is to notice. So when the Pacheka Buddha had taken note of the time and had gone out, Pusanto, he, that is the dog, barking, Purito, in front, went. The dog would go in front of the Pacheka Buddha, barking. Pacheka Buddha, tang fi mang santo, ekadivasang anyang magang pati paji. Atta sunako, tiriyang tatva, busitva, itaramagam meva, nang aropesi. The Pacheka Buddha, testing him, testing the dog, one day entered upon a different path. Then the dog, having stood crosswise, having stood across that wrong path, having barked, busitva, then go to the verb aropesi. That's the causative of aruhati. To aruhati means to ascend, to go up onto. So aropesi is to make go on to make ascend. So the dog made the Pacheka Buddha go on to itaramagameva, onto the other path. That eva at the end is just emphatic. He made him go on to the other path, not to continue on to the wrong path. Okay, at ekadivasang anyang magang patipajitva sunakena tiryang tatva varyamano pi anivatitva tangpadena apanetva payasi. Okay, atta means then. Here it's truncated because of the sandhi of vowels. So then, one day, the Pacheka Buddha, having entered upon the other path, Variamano means it's a passive, present participle, with P at the end, has a sense of though, although. So though he was being blocked or obstructed, sunakena, by the dog, tiriyang tattva, though he was being obstructed by the dog, who had stood crosswise across the path, anivatitva, without having turned back, tung padena upanatva, the Pacheka Buddha, having pushed him away or having removed him with his foot, the Pacheka Buddha used his foot to gently push the dog away. Payasi, he continued on. He went forward. Sunako, tasa anivatana bhavam nyatva, nivasana kane dasitva, akadanto gantaba magameva papesi. So this shows the tenacity of the dog. The dog, having known anivatana bhavam. Here I should explain that this word bhava uses a suffix. Bhava has the meaning, like it's like the English word state, or even the suffix, English suffix nis, N-E-S-S. But it's used quite frequently in Pali commentarial literature, in Sanskrit commentarial literature, in order to turn almost any word, like an adjective, especially adjectives, to turn them into nouns. Okay, so in this case, the dog, having known literally the non-turning backness of the Pacheka Buddha, but in normal English we would say the dog, having known of the Pacheka Buddha that he was not going to turn back, nivasana kane dasitva, having bitten the corner or the edge of the lower robe, akadanto, pulling on it, gantava magameva papesi. Papesi is a causative form of papoti, which means to reach or to attain. So the dog made him attain or made him reach the path to be gone along, the path to be taken. Evang so sunako tasmin pacheka buddhe balavasi nehang upadesi. Thus that dog aroused a strong or powerful affection towards that pacheka buddha. Aparabhage Pacheka Buddhasa Chivaram Jiri. At a later time, on a later occasion, the robe of the Pacheka Buddha wore out, became old. Atasa Gopalako Chivara Vatani Adhasi. Then that cowherd gave robe material to him, to the Pacheka Buddha. Pacheka Buddha, Pasukatanam Gantva Chivaram Kare Samiti Gopalakam Aha. The Pacheka Buddha said to the cowherd, having gone to a convenient place or comfortable place, I will make up the robe. That is, it would not have been convenient for the Pacheka Buddha to make the robe up at his little dwelling place, but he'll go to some town where he could get access to sewing materials and there make up the robe. Okay, so the cowherd says, Sopi Bhante Ma Chirang Bahi Vasitati Avadi. The cowherd too said, Venerable Sir, do not remain, do not dwell away for a long time. Sunakopi Tesang Katang Sunanto Atasi. The dog too stood there listening to their talk. The dog must have noticed something that was peculiar in the tone of their voices. He knew that there was some separation was going to take place. Dogs are sometimes very intelligent. Pacheka Buddha, they hasang abugantva gachante bunkaritva titasa sunakasa hadayang pali. Okay, the Pacheka Buddha, he doesn't go away just by walking, but he uses his supernormal power. And so now we have another locative absolute construction here. The Pacheka Buddha, having risen up into the air, the Pacheka Buddha going, gachante, having risen up into the air, abugantva. And abugantva is originally, it's abhi plus the prefix ud plus gachati. What happens when you get abhi plus ud is that first it becomes, the abhi turns into abhy plus ud. Then when you have abhyu, this becomes transformed into abbhu, and then the D in front of a G turns into a G, so you get the double G. Okay, so the Pacheka Buddha going, having risen up into the air, while the Pacheka Buddha was going, having risen up into the air, okay, the dog stood there barking. And while the dog was standing there barking, his heart split. And notice, titasa sunakasa, this would be a genitive absolute construction. So while the dog was standing there, having barked, his heart split. Because the dog thought that the Pacheka Buddha was going away permanently, and he was so sad that his heart broke. Then we have a verse, Tirachana nam ete uju jatika honti akutila manusapana anyang chintainti anyang vedanti. The animals, what are called the animals, are straightforward and not crooked. not deceptive. But human beings think one thing and speak something else. Okay, now section two. This is the Alavaka Sutra, found in the Sutta Nipata and also in the Samyutta Nikaya, Sagata Vaga. Evang me sutang, thus have I heard. Ekang samayang bhagava, alavayang viharati, alavakasa yakasa bhavane. On one occasion, the Blessed One was dwelling at Alavya in the residence of the Yaka named Alavaka. Atako Alavaka Yako Yena Bhagava Tenupasankami Upasankamidva Bhagavantang Etadavocha. Then the Yaka Alavaka approached the Blessed One. Having approached, he said this to the Blessed One. Nikama Samanati. Go out, ascetic. Sadavusoti Bhagava Nikami. The Blessed One, the Buddha, said, very well, friend, and he went out. Pavisa Samanati, Alavaka said, enter, ascetic. Sadavusoti Bhagava Pavisi. The Buddha said, very well, friend. And he entered. Dudiyampi ko alavako yako bhagavantang etadavocha nikama pavisi. Tadiyampi ko alavako yako bhagavantang etadavocha. So a second time, a third time, the same exchange. A fourth time, chatutang piko alavako yako bhagavantang etadavocha nikama samanati. So a fourth time, the yaka named Alavaka said to the Blessed One, go out, ascetic. Nakwahang tang avuso nakami sami yante karaniyang tang kurohiti. Now the Buddha says, and first I should say that this apparent word kwahang is actually ko plus ahang. When they join, the O turns to a V, and the A of Ahang gets lengthened. And so this is the result of Sandhi, Kwahang. Okay, so the Buddha says, I will not go out, friend. That tongue is something of a puzzle. I really don't understand what its function is. Okay, the meaning, I will not go out, friend. Perhaps it means go out from here. Perhaps it signifies to tow from here. I will not go out from here, friend. Then yante karaniyam. The te means by you. The yang is the relative pronoun. Karaniyam is to be done. So whatever is to be done by you, whatever you want to do, tang karohi, do that. That's the imperative. So now Alavaka says, Panhang tung samana puchi sami. The tongue is the accusative of tvang, you. So I will ask you a question, ascetic. Sachi me navyakarisati chitang vate kipi sami hadayang vate pale sami padesu va gahetva para gangaya kipi sami. Okay, I will ask you a question, ascetic. If you will not answer me, I will throw your mind, or I will overthrow your mind. In other words, I will make your mind crazy. Hatayang va te pali sami, or I will split your heart. Or I will grab you on the feet, by the feet. Having grabbed you by the feet, I will throw you to the other side of the Ganges River. Then the Buddha says, Na kwahang tung avu so pasami sadevake loke Sapramake sasamana brahmaniya pajaya sadeva manusaya yome chitang va kipeya hadayang va paleya padesu va gahetva para gangaya kipeya. Okay, I do not see him, friend. I do not see tongue, anyone, friend. Again, we have this kwahang, just the ko is emphatic. I do not see anyone, friend, in the world with its devas, with Brahma, then in this generation, that's sort of population, pajaya. And then Pajaya is qualified in two ways, with its ascetics and Brahmins, sasamana brahmaniya, and with its devas and human beings, sadeva manusaya. Notice in this long description, we have two nouns, loke, which is qualified as sadevake, with devas, sabramake, with Brahma. Actually, there should be, one word is missing. Sadevake, loke, sabramake, samarake. There should be samarake, with Brahma and with Mara. And then pujaya is qualified in two ways. This population with its ascetics and Brahmins and with its devas and human beings. So the Buddha says, I do not see anyone in this world, in this population, yo me chitang va kipeya, who could throw my mind, who could make my mind go crazy, hadayang va paleya, or who could split my heart, padesu va gahetva para gangaya kipeya, or who, having grabbed me on the feet, could throw me across the river Ganges. But now the Buddha says, Apicha tvang avuso pucha yad akankasiti. However, friend, ask whatever you want. So the Buddha very kindly invites this yaksha, this terrible spirit, to ask his questions. Attako alavako yakko bhagavantang gataya ajabhasi. Then the spirit alavaka addressed the Blessed One with a verse. King Su Devi Tang Puri Sa Sase Tang King Su Suchinang Sukama Vahati King Su Have Sadhu Tarang Rasanang Katang Jivin Jivita Mahuse Tang. Okay, the verse means, what here? The Su is just a little particle added to interrogatives. We call it an interrogative particle. It's generally used in verse. Okay, so what here is the treasure? Then Saitang means best. In prose order, we would say Saitang Vitang, but because this is verse, the word order is adjusted to fit the meter. So what here is the best treasure for a man or for a person? What here Suchinang, well practiced, Sukham Avahati. Sukham is happiness, and avahati means brings or entails. So what well practiced brings happiness? King Su Have. Have is just a kind of exclamatory word, like indeed or truly. What truly, sadhu tarang. Tarang is a comparative, but often it's used in a superlative sense. So what truly is the sweetest rasanang of flavors? What truly is the sweetest of flavors? Katang jiving jivitam ahusetang. How living do they say is the best kind of life? How when one is living, in what way do they say one is living the best kind of life? Then the Buddha answers, Saditavitang purisa sasetang dhammo suchino sukamavahati satchang have sadhu tarang rasanang panya jiving jivitamahusetang. Faith here is the best treasure for a person. The Dhamma, well practiced, brings happiness. Truth, indeed, is the sweetest of flavors. One living by wisdom, they say, has the best life. Okay, now come some verses from the Dhammapada. Na antalike na samudamache na pabatanam vivarang pavisa na vichati so jagati padeso yat da tito bunjaya papakamma. Okay, not in the sky, not in the middle of the ocean, not pavisa. Pavisa means having entered, not having entered vivarang, some opening or some crack, like a cave in the mountains, of the mountains. Navijati so jagati padeso. There is not found that place in the world. And the P here doubles up for metrical reasons. Yata tito, standing where one might stand, standing where. Muncheya, one might be freed. Papa kamma, from an evil deed. So not in the sky, not in the middle of the ocean, not by having entered into some mountain cave, there is not found that place in the world, standing where one might be freed from an evil deed. Then the next verse. Na antalike na samuddhamacce na pabbatanam vivaram pavisa na vijati so jagati padeso yata titang na pasahetamachu. Okay, the first three lines are the same. The last line notice that yata titang here is accusative, so it's we're standing, death would not conquer one. And here machu then becomes the nominative. And pasaheta, this would be a middle voice, optative form, third person singular, optative. So where death would not conquer one. Okay, so putting it all together, not in the sky, not in the middle of the ocean, not having entered some cave of the mountains, there is not found that spot, that place in the world, standing where death would not conquer one. Okay, next two verses we can take together. Sukha kamani bhutani yodandena vihinsati atano sukame sano pecha sona labhate sukham. Sukha kamani bhutani yodandena nahinsati atano sukame sano pecha so labhate sukham. Okay. Sukha kamani bhutani. Okay, these are beings who desire happiness. And this is now here is being used as an accusative. So one who, dandena, by the rod, by the stick, vihinsati, injures. So one who by the rod injures beings desiring happiness, atano sukame sano, seeking his own happiness, pecha so nalapate sukham. Pecha, this is a gerund meaning having gone forth, that's having gone to the next life, having passed away. He does not gain happiness. And then the next verse, the second line differs, yo dandena na hingsati, one who doesn't injure with the stick, with the rod, beings desiring happiness, desiring his own happiness, having passed away, he gains happiness. Parijinam nidang rupang roga nidang pabangunang bijati puti sandeho maranantang hijivitang. Okay, this rupa, this form, this body, parijinam, it's decay. Roga nidang, it's a nest of diseases. Pabangunam, which means it's brittle or fragile. Bijati puti sandeho, this loathsome or foul body breaks up. Maranantang hi jivitam. Maranantang, this is a compound of marana, which means death, plus anta, which means end. So maranantang means ending in death, and that describes jivitang, life. So life ends in death. So the reason this puti sandeho, this foul body, breaks up is because life ends in death. Okay, and now selection 4. This is the Buddha's second formal discourse, the Anatta Lakkhana Sutta. Attako bhagava panchavagye bhikkhu amantesi. Okay, the panchavagya bhikkhus, those were the bhikkhus of the group of five. The first, the bhikkhus that formed the group of the first five disciples of the Buddha. The five were Kondanyo, Mahanama, Vappa, Asaji, Kondanyo, Mahanama, Asaji, one more, I can't remember. Okay, so now the Buddha, the Blessed One, addressed the bhikkhus of the group of five, Rupang Bhikkhave Anatta. Form, O monks, is non-self. And notice non-self or anatta it's not declined, it's not an adjective, but it's used as though it were a noun in its own right. Now, rupang chahidang bhikkhave atta abhavisa naidang rupang abadhaya sangvateya labeta charupe evang me rupang hotu evang me rupang ma ahositi. Okay, now in this sentence we have an example of what is called the hypothetical type of verb. This is a verb that describes, that's used to describe a purely hypothetical case which is known not to be the fact, which is known to be contrary to fact. And this type of verb uses a stem form which is based partly upon a future. That's the isa part that one finds as the termination in the suffix part of the verb. And it has an augment, an a augment, similar to the aorist. So you can almost immediately recognize it. And that the hypothetical form of the verb comes in the condition, in the hypothesis phrase, and then the consequence phrase will generally use the optative verb. Okay, so we have Rupang Chahitang Bhikave Atta Abhavisa. That is, if, O monks, form were the self. Okay, that's the hypothesis. Naidang Rupang Abhadaya Sangvadteya. Then this form would not lead to affliction. That is the consequence. That's one consequence. This form would not lead to affliction. And sangfateya is optative. Then another consequence, labheta chirupe. Labheta is one would get it. One would be able to, it would be gotten. This is a passive middle voice. Optative. It would be gotten in literally, it would be gotten in regard to form, in the sense of it would be possible for this to happen in relation to form, that one could say or determine form in such a way as this: evang me rupang hotu, let my form be thus. Evang me rupang ma ahositi, let my form not be thus. And notice, in the first part of this command, one has the straight imperative, hotu. In the negative imperative, one has the ma, that's the negative imperative, and the hosi, that is an aorist. And typically in forming a negative imperative, one uses ma together with an aorist. Though sometimes a normal imperative might be used with ma. But very often it is the aorist that's used. It's a rather strange construction, but that is the way the language took shape. Okay, now to correct this impossible hypothesis, now the actual situation is described. Yasma chiko bhikave rupang anatta tasma rupang abhadaya sangvatati nacha labhati rupe evang me rupang hotu evang me rupang ma ahositi. Okay, because, O monks, form is not self, therefore form leads to affliction, and it is not gotten in regard to form, or it is not possible to have one's way in regard to form. Let my form be thus. Let my form not be thus. One can't determine that one's form will be always young, always beautiful, always in any way one wants. And one cannot determine my form will not be ill, my form will not be old, my form will not be ugly, and so on. And the rest of the passage says exactly the same thing regarding Vedana, Sanya, Sankara, and Vijnana. So I won't go through the rest of the passage. You can just read it on your own for the practice.